Blog Talk Radio.
Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss anything and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing mother and child relationships. With my mother, our lovely featured guest, Crystal. But before we do, and before we get into all that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertains to the show. Also, don't forget, if you miss a show, you can always check us out on here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. You can also check us out on facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen, everything spelled correctly. We're going to open up with our monthly yoga pose, which is going to be set for May's monthly yoga pose, which will be a tree pose. You can also find more information pertaining to the tree pose on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. The tree pose is a simple yoga pose that emphasizes balance. It is achieved by starting in mountain pose, then lifting your right leg inward and placing it, the sole of your right foot on your left inner thigh, with toes pointing downward, while raising your arms above your head in prayer position. And it could also be experienced with the reverse leg, so you'll start with one leg and then go to the other. The benefits of the tree pose is it improves balance in the physical and in the spiritual. It strengthens the ligaments and the tendons of the feet. It strengthens and tones the entire standing leg and stabilizes pelvic stability and strengthens the hip and leg bones, builds confidence and self-esteem. And so that's our monthly yoga pose. And if you haven't already been implementing it into your yoga routine, definitely do. It's a wonderful pose to do. Instead of opening up with our affirmation that I normally open up with, I'm going to open up with a poem that I actually wrote for my mother a couple years back for Mother's Day. She actually dug in the crate and pulled it out. She was like, read this. So I'm going to read it. And the poem is entitled Beautiful Black Queen. Woman, so strong and courageous. You know that God must have made this being. In purity and simplicity, she embodies all that every woman should be, because her essence is originality, beauty hailed from ancient queens of ebony empires that stood long ago. Her strength hailed from the pain and suffering of our ancestors that they endured. So you see, it is only natural and fitting that we celebrate this regal woman with a dedicated day. But our love and appreciation goes beyond that of commercialized cards or slogans. It's showing in the ways in which we were brought up and molded, the ways she used to and still does discipline and scold us. It is important that we do not forget the heritage from which we came, but it is important that we do not forget the woman who gave us our name, the woman who showed us right from wrong. The woman whose love was sometimes harsh but strong. With joy, compassion, and pride, we celebrate the woman who has always stood by our side. To stand to your standards, we hope we do achieve. Happy Mother's Day, my beautiful black queen. And that's a poem that I dedicated to my mother a couple years back when I was in my poem writing phase. Everybody was calling me Sister Soldier. It was funny, but she loved that poem. And before we introduce her on, I would just like to quickly remind everybody that we do have another blog, which is for all the queens. While y'all are on the net, be sure to check out our latest blog, thequeendompost.blogspot.com. The Queendom is a movement dedicated to uplifting the first teachers and the classroom, the women. So it's time to support sisters who support the community. I also write for that blog as well with my brother Israel, the poet. So definitely check out that is thequeendompost.blogspot.com. All right, without further ado, I'm going to bring in our special guest this evening, my mother and beloved mother to many, Crystal. All right, Crystal, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, daughter.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi, daughter.
How are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling great. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to speak on behalf of your show. Mm-hmm. It's truly a blessing, and I just want to say Thank you, daughter, for having me.
Well, I couldn't think of any other person I'd rather be having on and speaking on this topic, not just because you're my mother and I love you dearly, but just because of your vivacious maternal instinct and your loving maternal nature. So, I mean, everybody who knows me and everybody who knows me and my mother, they all tell me what a wonderful mother she is and what a wonderful woman. Everybody loves her. She's the favorite everything. So, you know, this woman is definitely what we would call the epitome of the mother principle. So I'd like you to introduce yourself to my listening audience and let them get acquainted with who you are. Speak a little bit about, you know, who you are and why you're qualified to speak on this topic.
Oh, well, I feel that I'm a little qualified. I have 52 years to help me to be a little bit qualified. Thanks to my mom, I give a shout-out to my mom. She was an excellent example of what a good mother. She was a positive influence in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned a lot from her. At a very early, at a tender age, I looked to my mom, and that helped me. And I not only had my mom in my life, but I also had my, what would you call your mom's mom, maternal
mm-hmm.
grandmother. She was, she influenced me. In my life. But I feel that what qualified me is that I was a person that I was able to take, and I was like a little sponge.
Mm-hmm.
And I also had some background in early childhood education.
Mm-hmm.
I received my my teacher certificate quite some time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had a love for children. I love being with children. They've always been a part of me from early. I've loved children ever since I could remember.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had that maternal instinct for having a love for children at an early age. Yeah.
And it's funny because not many children get to experience this, but my mother was actually my teacher in preschool when I was younger, and so it's you know, I've always been very close with my mother, and I got to experience her on both sides. And the wonderful thing about my mother is that, as far as I can remember, she never showed favoritism. Even though I was the one, I was her daughter in the class, she was very attentive to all the students and giving them the proper love and attention that they needed. And that's something that my mother specializes in understanding how to be attentive toward the child in a way that calms their spirit. She's just a very calming spirit. I'm sure you can feel that as you're listening over the airwaves. But let's move into a little bit of explaining what the mother principle is. I'm going to open up on that subject, and then I'm going to let you come in and, you know,
okay,
finish it off and add on to what your understanding of it is.
Okay.
Well, to me, the mother principle is dealing with the great cosmic essence of the creatress mama. And what this deals with is that principle of manifestation, the principle of bringing forth, the principle of giving, and that nurturing aspect. You see it played out in nature through not only the animals and that you see in nature, you also see it played out in nature through the planet itself. And we briefly spoke on Mother Nature a couple weeks ago. I did the show on our connection to the planet. And you see it in the way that it sustains us and provides us with the certain accoutrements that we need to go through life. So the way that our planet sustains us, our mother also sustains us in those certain ways by cooking for us, by being there emotionally for us. And the mother has a very strong role in raising the child, especially in their younger ages. The mother is also the first teacher. She is the first, you know, person who teaches you, hey, no, you cross your legs like this, you sit like this, you stand like this, you talk like this. And so the mother principle is the foundation of any society and any culture. So the way that the mothers are behaving and the way that the mothers are bringing up their children is going to reflect on the society itself. So the quality of the mother is the determining factor in the quality of the society. So do you have anything to add on to that, Mama?
Yes. I like exactly you hit the nail on the head. What I wanted to say, though, daughter, is that for me, what is the mother principle? For me, I feel that personally, naturally, for me, it's occurring. It's at the essence of, in the core of my being. Mm-hmm. That's who I am as a mother. You know, that's my number one role in my life, and it comes to me naturally. You know, it's not an act that I put on. It's something that I love doing.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I was created to be your mother, Ashante.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I was created to be a mother to many children that I nurtured as a daycare teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe because of generations of having good mothers in the family, good grandmothers, my mother's, I even remember my mother's grandmother feeling that love, that nurturing spirit, those good emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that it was even passed on to me because I felt it, you know. So I believe that was just, I embraced that. I was like I said, I was like a little sponge, and so I embraced that from my grandmothers and my great grandmother and from my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a wonderful breakdown on the mother principle is to you. And what I want to ask you, especially as being a woman who exemplifies it so well herself, how can other women exemplify and exude the mother principle? And first, I'd like to preface it with this. I like to say this really quickly. In this society, it is very, very degraded and not looked upon with the proper love and respect that the mother's role is. Being a mother is one of the most important careers any woman will ever have if she does choose to embark upon that journey. And so being a mother is incredibly, incredibly fulfilling. Would you say that, Mom? Is it fulfilling?
Absolutely.
And it is incredibly crucial and incredibly important. Like I said, it's the foundation upon which the society that's going to grow out of those wombs is going to stand. It's going to stand on the foundation of the mother. So how can a woman exemplify the mother principle herself?
Well, if she looks within, and if she looks within and she finds herself lacking, what she can do is that if she can find a woman who's older, an elder, an older woman,
mm-hmm.
whom she admires. Who's leading an exemplified life that she admires. She can look to that woman and, you know, ask that woman and go to that woman and ask that woman to teach her, because that's what we need to, that's what I think we need to go back. We need to go back to the old, some of the old ways. We need to go back to our elders
mm-hmm.
and talk to our elders and ask them questions,
mm-hmm.
you know, and especially if it's somebody, it's an elder who has wisdom,
mm-hmm.
who has wisdom.
Exactly.
And if you can look to that person who has the wisdom and the knowledge to teach you, and then you can look at somebody who has been a good example. If you can look at even somebody your own age
mm-hmm.
who has been a good example of what a good woman, a good mother is, look at them as an example and follow their example
mm-hmm.
And even improve
mm-hmm.
if possible. That's what I think you can do. Look within
mm-hmm.
and then look outside yourself
mm-hmm.
and follow positive examples.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also like to add on one of the things you told me, and I remember this, and you speaking to me when I was younger, you would talk to me and tell me to put my input into the family structure and to how I wanted to be treated and not be afraid to speak up and, you know, let my voice be heard when it came to certain aspects. And, you know, you let me converse as an almost as an adult when I was a child. You didn't treat me as if I wasn't a person. Do you understand what I'm
yes,
saying?
Yes.
So you included me in that process. And now, obviously, I wasn't the definitive say-so
mm-hmm.
on what went on or by any means that I run the household. But at the same time, I was treated with the respect enough to be able to go, hey, Mama, you know, sometimes when we do this, can we do it this way? Because I feel like, you know, this is more, you know, effective when we talk like this or when we do this or, you know, certain things. So I feel like another aspect of being an exemplatory mother is to listen to your child.
Listen. Mm-hmm.
Because your child is not just there to for you to lord over, for you to rule over. You're there to nurture and guide your child, but your child sometimes is also there to teach you certain lessons and to bring you certain gifts and to help you to learn to be a mother. So it's also very good to listen to your child as well. listen to us, no, but wait. what issues do you see in mother-daughter relationships in the Black community specifically? And then we're talking about mother-daughter relationships.
Okay. Seeing that we do have a mother and daughter relationship, I can speak from experience.
Mm-hmm.
One of the issues that I can see is that shouldn't be afraid to talk to your children
mm-hmm.
about, you know, the facts of life.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down and talk to your children, because you'd be surprised what your children know
mm-hmm.
and you'll just be surprised, because children are very, very wise, and if you don't tell them, somebody else will, and they might not get the right information. But you'll be surprised what your children do know about sex and drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to, because you have to protect your children as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be open and talk to your children
mm-hmm.
because, you know, children are not, you know, very intelligent people.
Mm-hmm.
And don't sweep, don't sweep things under the rug. You know, things that's been going on in the family for generations,
mm-hmm.
generational things that continue. You want to break the cycles of abuse or things that have carried on in the family. You want to break those things. You want healing
mm-hmm.
in the family.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about things and see, maybe even if you can get counseling
mm-hmm.
to help. Even a spiritual counseling can help,
mm-hmm.
you know. Talk to your children about the mistakes that you've made in your life. You know, you don't have to talk about everything, but talk about something that you think that would help your child along
mm-hmm.
and where you've learned from your mistakes. Talk to your children about finances.
Mm.
Teach them about finances. You know, children need to know about how to handle money.
Mm-hmm.
That's very, very, that's a very, very important aspect, I think, that in the community with daughters really need to know, you know, daughters need to know how to handle money.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. So, yeah.
Okay, so what do you feel some of those same issues that we see with mother and son relationships, what do you think some of those issues might be and how can we resolve them?
Well, I don't have a son, but I do have sons that I have adopted. I have a stepson. I also think the mother should talk to the son about basically the same things
mm-hmm.
that I think that, you know, I talked about the daughter, but he should be taught how to respect the woman.
Yeah.
He needs to know about the woman and how her body, you know, what her body, he needs to know about the woman's body and how the woman body, you know, functions.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shame in him understanding that. He needs to be taught how to respect and love a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he needs to be taught about finances also.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you need to teach him about the facts of life and your mistakes that you've made and, you know, how you want him to do better in life. And also, as you being the mother, you know, you need to tell him he also has to have that talk with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I would add in there for the women as far as mother and the issues that I see within the Black community as far as a mother and daughter relationship,
mm-hmm.
I see a lot of not communicating, period.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of intense fears that the mothers have, and so they project it onto their daughters.
Mm-hmm.
I see some overprotectiveness, and I see some underprotectiveness.
Definitely.
I see extremes. I don't see balance and harmony in their relationships. I see mothers being jealous of daughters being jealous of mothers, them not establishing that bond as not only mother and child, but sisters, because ultimately our mothers are also our sisters as well, because they are our sisters as far as they are a fellow Black woman.
Mm-hmm.
So we should have a aspect of a relationship that becomes sister-like with them. Not that they're not still our mothers and we should still have that respect for them, but we just, the gauging readiness of any child, of any experience that they're going to have outside of the home with other people is gauged by their interactions with their parents.
Mm-hmm.
So any female relationships that woman is going to have now is going to be defined by the relationship that she has with her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And as well as the son. So what needs to be understood, especially with the women, and this is a key point of why a lot of women don't get along with each other, is we need to understand how to establish that sister-like bond with each other and to understand how to communicate lovingly and peacefully and harmoniously with each other, and not just talk down to each other, and not just and give negative reinforcement, but also give positive reinforcement. I think you were wonderful at that, mother, in giving positive reinforcement and mm-hmm. encouraging advice and information and insight. And then as far as the sons, I feel like a relationship barrier issue, especially in the Black community, is I see a lot of young, especially young Black mothers, but Black mothers, period,
mm-hmm.
hating their sons because of what the fathers has done to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And because we know that it's no mystery that we live, especially in the Black community, in the shadows of a lot of broken homes. And what I see a lot of is a lot of especially single mothers taking out, not all of them, but some of them taking out their anger and frustration with the father, even if it's subconsciously, on the child, on the baby boy. And that baby boy can't help if he looks like his daddy or acts like his daddy or does certain things like his daddy, because his daddy is a part of him.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have to do as the mothers, we have to take our personal issues with the father and put that aside and understand that this is your child. This child has come from out of you. So
mm-hmm.
you need to love that child regardless of what the father has done. So I see that issue coming up, and we just need to alleviate that beef with each other. Let's stop having issues with family. We are mother or parent and child. Let's form unity. Let's form love bonds, because the smallest part and unit of any society is a family. So if there's disunity in the family and discord in the family, there will be discord in the community.
That is beautiful, and that is so true, daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That is so true.
So how do you maintain a great relationship with me, Mommy? How do you how do you do this?
Well, you know, we have our ups and downs.
Yeah, we do.
We're both human. We get on each other's nerves sometimes. Well, we just love each other to death, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
We never let the sun go down on our anger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're always loving and forgiving. And so I think one of the key issues is communication.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter thinks I communicate too much. Sometimes I don't know when to shut up, but I just am a communication person.
We both are, though. Well, we both are. And sometimes I don't know when to shut up either.
And, you know, I just like to get things out in the open.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But, you know, it needs to be done at a right time when she wants to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, you have to have that respect.
Mm-hmm.
That respect means a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times when that respect is not there, you're not going to get anywhere
mm-hmm.
without that respect. Mm-hmm. Honesty also helps, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, honesty and respect go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
I also like to say that parents need to understand, mothers need to understand that the teenagers need their space. I'm still learning that.
Well, I'm almost done being a teenager, but yeah, we do need our space, and it's just because the teenage child is going through a transition period of coming into adulthood and trying to establish their own independence and what they think for themselves and what they feel for themselves. And so sometimes they do need that little, you know, backup of space. They're coming into their young adulthood. It's not the same relationship you had with that child when they were 8 years old or when they were, you know, 6 years old. It's not the same relationship. It's a transitioning relationship into now being an adult child and a parent relationship. So, you know, we do need our little space. And a lot of things, too, is like, the hormonal things going on, so we be a little moody sometimes, and, you know, just be going through our own problems and issues internally. So it's just like a lot of times to avoid issues and problems, it's just good to give you know, them a little bit of space. But I don't think one thing, I think a strong point about our relationship is that we never lost that closeness. Like, even though, it's obviously not going to be like I was when I was four, but we always had that closeness to feel like we could talk to each other and I could come and I could be and snuggle up. I still do. Go in your room and snuggle up underneath you and just, you know, I hug and kiss all of my mama. I love my mom. So.
I just love it.
I know. We're very affectionate. I feel that that's an important part, too, being affectionate with each other, showing our love. Because if we continue that open and that loving relationship with each other on that level, we're not afraid. Both my parents I'm very close with in that affectionate manner. I'm not afraid to hug my father, or my father's not afraid to tell me that he loves me. And I tell my mother all the time I love her. She tells me that she loves me all the time. So, you know, we're just loving people. And that love, I think that's what keeps us strong and bonded as a family.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I am aware that my daughter is a unique individual.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage her uniqueness
mm-hmm.
in her, you know, and that's what I try to do. And I love the mother and sister mm-hmm. relationship that we also have. Not to say that she forgets that I'm her mother, because she knows I'm the mama.
Mm-hmm.
She knows that.
But, of course.
But we're like sisters a lot of times. And when I was a lot, when I was younger, people would think that she was my little sister anyways.
Exactly, because that's how we act. So I would like to just remind our callers and let them know that we have 25 minutes left on the live stream. I think we should have made this a longer show because we just sit here talking because I should have known we could both talk. Anyway, but the call-in number, I'm going to open up the lines to take questions. If anybody wants to give a question or comment, the question and the call-in number, excuse me, is 917-932-8881, and you can call in with any of your comments or questions on mother-daughter relationships. If you feel the need to, so just go right on ahead and, you know, let your voice be heard. And you can do that by pressing 1 if you are already on the line, or pressing 1 once you get into the line. And again, that number is 917-932-8881. All right, so let's get through the rest of these questions. How have you handled being a single mother?
Okay, well, like my mom always said, you know, whatever you go through in life, life is a process.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was a single mother, I was blessed because, you know, because people don't know that, you know, I was divorced from your father, but
mm-hmm.
still your father remained close in our lives. And he was a positive influence in your life and with me as well. So being a single mother was not a hard thing in raising you. And, you know, then, you know, we had a close-knit family.
Mm-hmm.
So with whatever I had to struggle with, illness, if I had to struggle with sometimes financial, my family, your dad, they always were there to lend a helping hand.
Yeah.
And like I said, you're such a pleasure to have as a daughter, Ashante.
Mm-hmm.
You're always such a pleasure.
I agree.
So, you know, so for me, I handled being a single mother. I didn't feel like a single mother, really.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't. It has been truly a pleasurable experience being a mother
mm-hmm.
to you.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have some callers with their hands raised who want to chime in on the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Caller from the 617 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions pertaining to the subject?
Peace, it's Leticia.
Peace, Leticia.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi, sweetheart.
One of my babies.
How are you?
Excellent, excellent.
Oh, good. All right, so my main question is, what advice do you have to give to women who didn't have a great relationship with their mother growing up and kind of want to mend it now that they're older? I found in my experience and in some other people close to me that they didn't have the best experience with their mother growing up, and they hold some resentment for certain things and things like that. And how do you get past that, and how do you mend that relationship? So what's your advice for that?
Well, you know, the Bible says follow peace with all men as much
mm-hmm.
as possible within you. So a lot of times, you know, when you come to that point in life where you feel that you want to make a change for the better, it's not, you know, sometimes if that individual does not want to cooperate with you, and, you know, you've approached that person, if that person is not willing to cooperate, all you can do is just, say within yourself, well, I've done my part, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I've done what I can do. And, just feel and ask God to just leave it in God's hands, because you can't make somebody do what they want to do, what they don't want to do. You understand?
Right.
You can lead the horse to the water, but you can't make them drink. Then sometimes people can have a change of heart when they've seen that you're making an effort to make a change also. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so my best advice to you would be not to be discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
Put those positive vibes out there.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes if there's a toxic relationship going on, you don't need to allow yourself to continue to be hurt. Sometimes you have to
mm-hmm.
remove yourself until that person gets the healing that they need.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
If I may give some advice as well, put it out there on the universal level, on the spiritual level. And, you know, like my mother said, give it to God. Also, give it to your spirit. Give it to your
mm-hmm.
angels. Give it to your guides. Give it to them. And, you know, meditate personally and understand what it is that you came to give back to your mother, or you came back, yeah, is to give back to that parent. Because, like
mm-hmm.
I said, the children come in, and we come in to give a certain gift back to our parents as well for them raising us. So it's a mutual spiritual agreement long before we even manifest into the physical. So
mm-hmm.
what we have to do is put that out there on that spiritual level. Get involved, like we do with the crystal work, a great crystal for healing relationships. Two crystals I'm going to give out are the citrine crystal, which helps to heal and soothe discord, and the rose quartz crystal, which is going to open up that love. And
yeah, I just bought a rose quartz, too.
Yes. Work with those energies when you're around that person. And, you know, even gift those crystals to that person to open them up on a subconscious level so that they'll be able to receive the healing. And like my mother said, if it's a toxic relationship and they're just not open to it, you know, we're going to have to move on. But you can always find mothers
in different ways. You always can.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
like my mother has been a mother for a lot of different people over the years, and not
mm-hmm.
all of them have had great relationships with their mothers. So my mother, you know, she served as that step-in mother when a lot of people needed it. So you will always find mothers, and you will always
mm-hmm.
find sisters, and you'll always find that love.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I
Thank
hope that was
you.
Helpful.
Definitely was. Definitely.
Thanks
so much.
Stranger, and I will be, you know, talking to you soon. I haven't forgotten about you, Leticia.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I know
and,
that.
I want everybody, oh, yeah, just give a shout-out to your business and everything real quick. We're going to plug you, girl, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, thank you. Peace of Food Wellness. Check it out. Peaceoffood.com. PEACEOFFOOD. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Thank you.
And thank you, Lisa. Yes. Yes.
All right. Have a good night.
Check out that sister. All right, peace, sis.
Bye-bye.
And check out that sister. Like again, she said, Peace of Food. PEACE. I can't spell. Food.com. And she's definitely, you know, about her P's and Q's, about healing the people through nutrition. We have another caller with their hand raised. Caller from the 562 area code. I know who this is. This is Nova. Peace, Nova.
Peace, Nova.
Peace to you. Peace to you both.
Mm-hmm.
I already knew this show was going to be very powerful. When you thought to even do it and started with the advertisement and everything. I was just calling just to, you know, just in support of the show, because even though yesterday was Mother's Day and, you know, everybody was celebrating, I wasn't actually with my mother yesterday. And because I'm really with my mother, like, you know, I won't say every day, but I'm with her a lot already. And
mm-hmm.
I have a very close relationship with my mother as well. And I give thanks that she brought me up in the awareness and consciousness that she did on a metaphysical and, you know, always trying to look at things divinely and spiritually and in
mm-hmm.
a spiritual sense,
mm-hmm.
because that's what really gets us through, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wasn't, in fact, with her yesterday, and it was this big thing about, you know, the family wanting to do all of this, you know, cooking and all of this stuff. But then when we really sat down and all the people that was like the three people that will be responsible for bringing it together, two of them, which was myself, was like, okay, well, this is going to be a real stretch for us. And so not to make excuses, asking not to do anything, but it really did. At first, it was kind of stressing me because I'm thinking like, oh, I'm supposed to be there. I'm supposed to, you know. And then she just had to just, she got on the phone and she said, look, this is what I want you to do. She said, I want you to relax. And I want you to do what it is you want to do for yourself. Mm. And I was like, wow. She was like, you know, my father, she said, basically your daddy got me for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right here. The food is cooked. It's already ready. So you guys just do what it is you want to do. So in a way, it kind of like, I was like in relief. But at the same time, it was like, I was like, oh, man, you know, like I really should be there. And that's when you know you, like, love your mama, because mm-hmm. even though you don't live with your mama and you know what I'm saying, like, you want to be with her. I'm the same, like, with you, Tay. I crawl up in the bed with my mama, I fall asleep with my mama, she still rubs my head. She knows my arms and my head are the sensitive place ever since I was a baby. That's how she would relax, cool me out, mm-hmm. you know. So I'm just giving thanks for, you know, just our relationships and us not having to observe a day, you know, because we're thinking about doing something else, and we already know we're doing something else that's even, you know, more spectacular than dinner would have been yesterday. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I was just calling just to, you know, because in a way I kind of had to vent about that, because even though she kind of like released me, if you will, from the, you know, the whole Mother's Day, you know, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? The whole
pressure.
Mm-hmm. Just like with all of the holidays and all of that stuff, you know. And so I just want to say, Mama is every day, and
exactly.
you know, I give thanks for being a mama. And I know I'm talking a lot, but I was just saying, I'll give thanks for being a mama. And you guys catch our youth show tomorrow. Because, you know, me and Tay are like, we're in tune with each other. And I give thanks to you, Crystal, for having such a beautiful, beautiful light child, you know, star seed. Because she's just that, and she needs to be rewarded. You know, she needs to be revered as such by all. People really need to understand who she is, and they will, you yes. know.
Thank you, Nova.
And mm-hmm. thank you for coming on. And again, yes, check us out tomorrow. We're going to have the show at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for all my Eastern Standard callers. But it's going to be 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we're going to be having a show. I'll be co-hosting with Nova for our youth segment. Is it going to be the same time? I don't know. The time might be different.
No, actually, it's going to be 4 o'clock PST.
Okay.
So it'll be,
4 o'clock.
Know,
okay.
So,
yeah,
because
yes,
you know the kids got to get in
like,
bed.
Hold on. Last year, you got to have it a little bit earlier. Yes, yes. So it's going to be, I'll calculate the time later if I had. But it's going to be at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is going to be 7 our time on the East Coast. And it's going to be a youth show. We're going to have the youth come and show out and all our star seeds, speaking of which, we're going to have all our star seeds come on the line and, you know, represent and, you know, show out. And that's going to be tomorrow again on the new Kemet next station. So that's going to be blogtalkradio.com/ NUKHEMIT, and all my listeners who like to listen in, come out and support that show. All right, thank you, Nova. Thank you for
thank
calling
you,
in and sharing.
I love you both. All right,
I love you too. All right, bye bye. Yes, Nova. She's a great person, a great mother, and she loves the babies. And she's another universal mother. So there we go. All right, we're going to wrap it up, and since we already gave some advice, to mothers and to children of mothers. Let's give some tips and techniques on parenting for struggling mothers.
Yes. One thing that you must instill within your child from a very early and tender age is that you must teach them about how to love themselves.
Yes.
They must have positive self-esteem. And what I taught to Ashante was I taught her to look in the mirror and hug herself. And I said, repeat after me, Ashante. You say, I like what I see when I look at me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really did try to teach her to love who she is, because truly, as far as I was concerned, she was a beautiful child within and out.
That's a great technique, and it really does. It starts with teaching your child from a young age positive affirmations, and and it's a wonderful, wonderful foundation on how to love themselves. We have another caller from the 804 area code. Caller from the 804 area code, you are on live with Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any questions or comments?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Ashante. This is your auntie.
I know. It's Auntie Tierra.
My sister.
I'm so proud of you. Oh my goodness. You're doing very well. Very well.
Thanks.
I would just like to say that Crystal has always had a loving, caring, nurturing nature. And I have experienced that firsthand. I would also like to say that Mom is here. And taking it in. She is just, she said she's blessed to have six children.
Yes, she is.
Yes. And all of them are good to her.
Yes.
And celebrated Mother's Day with her yesterday, and she's beaming like a rose and proud as a peacock. Quote. And as mother of two, to a teenage daughter and a preteen son, I can actually relate to what you were saying about giving them their space. And at the beginning, I had issues with that because I'm the mother. You need to do what I say. But I have come to realize that the children are coming into their own. They have voices, and they need to be heard. But like you said, there is respect there, there's love, there's adoration, and there's
communication,
a mutual relationship. So,
beautiful.
Yes, with that said,
well, thank you, sis.
To kill you makes you stronger, and I have a belief. We grew up believing in God, and God comes first, family second, everything else third. So with that said, I would just like to say I have enjoyed this show.
Thank you.
I will let you go now.
Okay.
Hi, Auntie. Thank you for calling
in. Thank you.
And don't be a stranger to Conversations with the Queen every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We do have one last caller with a hand raised. Caller from the 702. It was wonderful to have Grandma come and chime in, wasn't it? But caller from the area code 702, you are live on Conversations with the Queen.
Hi, greetings, Tay. Greetings, Tay's mom and auntie. How are you ladies doing? Nova, sis, greetings to all you ladies, everybody listening. It's just our Ignite. And I just wanted to, you know, say that even with us who have, because I have yet to bear any children, and I think that it's important for women who haven't had children to understand that we are still mothers also, and we have a role to play in this as well. And we have to take, you know, there's certain things that we need to do whether we have had children or not also. And I think that, you know, that just needs to be said as well.
Definitely.
And that's all I wanted to add.
Well, thank you. You have any other questions or comments in the last 5 minutes?
No, definitely. I love it. I love you guys' voice. The vibration of you guys' voice, it resonates so well. I just love it so much. That's all I wanted to add, though.
Thank you. Thank you, pieces. And thank
that
you for
is so
calling.
True what she said. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And adding that powerful piece that we are all indeed mothers. Well, mm-hmm. you don't be ashamed to as well. And you can come back on. And every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're here rocking. So thank you
I
for calling
be here
in.
With you.
All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. This last 5 minutes, we're going to wrap it up and wrap everything all together in a nice big old bow. Any final comments you'd like to say or let everybody know out there while they're listening, Mama?
Well, I just appreciate the listening audience and their input and what they had to say and they're listening, and it was just a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that Nova called in because mm-hmm. truly she is an inspiration to me,
mm-hmm.
and I love the fact that my Letitia called. And she knows that she can call me anytime.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, bless you, Mom, and my baby sis. Tiara, and everyone else that called, bless you all. Thank you so much for listening and calling in. Peace and blessings.
And I'd like to truly say that I am a blessed child to
yes.
have had such a wonderful mother, because there's no way I could be who I am today and have the wisdom I have without a wise mama such as yourself. And I am grateful, and I truly believe that I am the manifestation of your highest intentions and love, and I will always do my best to strive and live up to every goal that I have set for myself and that you have set for us and our family. I will strive to always uplift, respect, and love you as well as myself, as I am an example of your love and your hard work and your effort, and that I am just wonderfully grateful and in awe to have such a beautiful, gracious mother such as yourself.
Thank you, daughter.
All right, so you see where I get it from, y'all. And I hope that you all enjoyed chilling here with my family. Like, my whole family just called in and just said, hey. So I hope you all enjoyed the show and that you understand that you've been listening into Conversations with the Queen, brought to you by Poetic Energy Network Station. You can catch a plethora of beautifully informative shows throughout the week. Please come back for tomorrow's show if you can at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Here's to Your Health with Dr. D. Morton. So definitely come back, and, you know, we show big love and big ups to Poetic Energy Network Station. Without you, we wouldn't be able to have this platform. So without anything further ado, I'm just going to play us out with some Erykah Badu, Yeah Yo.
Yeah Yo, Yeah Yo, come on, then the evening. Like saying hello and thank you, please. While scrubbing